Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
David and Diane, ministry and friends, where we come forth Monday through Friday reading the Word of God. Most of the time we try to make it at 6 o'clock, Central Standard Time. Sometimes we run under, or we fall behind, and because of situations come up, and we do it around 6:30 or sometimes 7 o'clock. But we try to be committed to reading the Word of God. So just continue to tune in and be focused on hearing the Word of God as we continue to bring the Word of God in the name of Jesus. So, we come forth on today on David and Diane Ministry and Friends to take time out to read the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Currently, we are in Exodus chapter 34. Now, oftentimes I share that we read the Word of God, but often during the day at 12 o'clock noon, Central Standard Time, we do have a moment of praise and a moment of worship where I come on and I just share the goodness of God with a little scripture and just stay encouraged, because no matter what, we go through the things we go through, we can't stop that. But yet, I'm there for you as a friend and as a man of God. And I'm sure I have a following of those who would like to also give encouragement in prayer. And as we continue to move forward on David and Diane, we are excelling in the ministry here on Monument of Hope and Deliverance, and also with David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We do come forth with powerful, anointed messages that gives you encouragement with the love of God that comes within. We want to thank God for you, those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Twitter, BlogTalk, AOL, or even into the archives. God bless you, and thank you for your support. I want to first and foremost want to give all honor and praise to God in the name of Jesus for being the head of my life. Yes, the head of my life. I thank him for redeeming me, forgiving me, cleaning me up, making me the man of God he's called for me to be. And as always, we say that although I'm not all the way where I should be, I'm definitely not where I used to be. And I'm sure that many of you out there who feel the same way. We want to let you know that we do have a few minutes to let you know. We have Minister Andrew Orlander who comes on Monday. Here, it's 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. There, I believe, he'll inform us and let us know. I believe that's around 6 on Pacific, and then going forth with the times on that as well. But we want to continue to keep in mind that bless all those who tune in as we continue to move forward. And without any further ado, we have a little more than 40 minutes remaining. We want to make sure we put enough Word of God as we read from Genesis to Revelation, as we truly take that time to be committed reading God's Word. God has truly been blessing and truly been anointing and truly been on our side. Just a moment, listen to one more song, and then no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We will return. God bless.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful living God. Once again, we're back. I'm David and Diane, ministry and friends. Praise be to God from Genesis and Revelation. Once again, we thank you for joining us. We love you with the love of God, and we ask you to continue to support us. If you choose to support us, we do have an app, a cash app, where you can send to ShawDavid1968@yahoo.com. That's ShawDavid1968@yahoo.com. That will help support our ministry. We thank you to give God praise, for we take nothing for granted. But we thank God through all of what he's done for us. We continue forth reading the Word of God out of the book of Exodus, chapter 34. That's Exodus, chapter 34. Let us read. And first, let us have a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you for today. We give you praise, honor, and glory for who you are and all of what you've done. We thank you that we do things decently and in order. And as we continue to be committed and dedicated to do what you have for us to do, we ask for you to continue to bless us and cleanse us of our unrighteousness and continue to heal the land. In Jesus' name, amen. Chapter 34, Exodus. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning and come up to the morning onto the Mount Sinai and present yourself there to me in the top of the mountain. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mountain, neither let the flocks nor birds feed before the mountain. And he gave two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up unto Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord, God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will be by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's upon the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth in worship. And he said, if now I find grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquities and our sins, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all thy people, and I will do marvels, such as I have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the honor of the Lord. For it is a terrible thing that I would do. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for the snare of the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves, and thou shalt worship no other god. For the Lord, whose name is jealous, as is a jealous god, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the hand, the land, and thy goal, a whoring of after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take other daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a whoring of after their gods, and make thy sons go a whoring after their gods. Thou shall make thee no molten god. The feast of the unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee. In the time of the month Abib, in the month Abib, thou comest out for Egypt. All that openeth the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou redeem him not, thou shalt thou break his neck. All the firstborns of thy sons thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest in earing time, in harvest, thou shalt rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks of the firstborns and the feast harvest and the feast of the ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in a year shall all your men, children, appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before thee and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God. Thrice in the year thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifices, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left unto the morning. The first of the first fruits of the land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God, the kid in the mother's milk. And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words, but after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he said, there were there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water, and he wrote upon the table the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets and the testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount that Moses visited not to the, that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation turned unto him. And Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came right, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Until Moses had done spoken with them, he put a veil on his face. And when Moses went in this before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spoke unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. Chapter 35. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said unto them, these are the words which the Lord has commanded that ye should be them. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you a holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whatsoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. Ye shall kindle no fire throughout your inhabitation until the Sabbath day. And Moses spoke unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, for among you an offering unto the offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat hair and ram skin dyed red and badger skin and shittim wood and oil for the light and spices for anointing oil and for the sweet scent and onyx stone and stones to be set for the ephod in their breastplate. And every wise heart among you shall come and make all that the Lord hath commanded, the tabernacle, his tent, and his covering, his tent, and his board, his bars, his pillars, and his sockets, the ark, and the strands thereof, with the mercy seat and the veil of the covering, the table and the staves and all the vessels and the showbread, the candlestick also for the light, and his furniture and his lamps with the oil of the lamp, light, and the incense offering and his threads and the anointing oil and the sweet scents and the hanging for the door and the entering in of the tabernacle. The altar of burnt offering with his brazen great gate, his staves and all his vessels, the laver and his foot, the hangings of the court, his pillars, their sockets, and the hanging for the door of the court, the pins of the tabernacle and the pins of the court of their cords, the clothes of service, to do service in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his son to minister in the priest's office, and all the congregation of the children of Israel, and they came, every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whose his spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all the service, and for the holy garments. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. And every man with whom was found blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine linen, and goat hair, and red skins of rams, and badger skins, and brosses, every one that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Lord's offering, and every man with whom was found sinum wood from any work of the service brought in, and all the women that were wise hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet and of fine linen, and all the women whose hearts stirred them up in wisdom spun goat hair. And the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate, and the spice and the oil for the light and for the anointing oil and for the sweet scent. The children of Israel brought the willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for a manner of work which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Lord hath called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, and the son of Hur, and the troubled tribe of Judah, and he hath filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all the manner of workmanship, and to devise curious works in gold and in silver and in brass, and in the cutting of stones to set them, and in covering of wood to make all manner of cunning work. And he has put in his heart that which he teaches, both he and Ahilad, the son of Ashimah, of the tribe of Dan. Then hath he called with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work, of the engraver and of the cunning workman, and of the embroider in blue and in purple, in scarlet and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning words. Chapter 36. When Rout Bezaleel and Ahalabah, hearted man, in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to rule how to work all manner of work for the presence of the sanctuary, according to all that the Lord had commanded. And Moses called Bezaleel and Ahalab, and every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart strives him, to come unto the work to do it. And they received of Moses all the offerings which the children of Israel had brought from the work of the service of the sanctuary to make it rhythm. And they brought yet unto him free offerings every morning. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from the work which they made. And they spoke unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the services of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. And every wise-hearted man among them that throughout the work of the tabernacle made thin curtains of fine twined linen and blue and purple and scarlet with turbans of cunning work made he them. The length of one certain curtain was 28 cubits, and the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits. The curtains were all of one size. And he coupled the 5 curtains one upon another, and the other 5 curtains, and he coupled one upon another. And he made loops of blue of one curtain for the selvage in the coupling. Likewise, he made in the uttermost side of the other curtain in the coupling of the second. 50 loops made he in one curtain, and 50 loops made he in the edge of the curtain, which was of the coupling of the second. The loop held one curtain to another, and he made 50 sacks of gold and coupled them curtains one upon another, which the sacks came one tabernacle. And he made curtains of goat's hair for the tent over the tabernacle. 11 curtains had made them. The length of one curtain was 30 cubits, and 4 cubits was the breadth of one curtain. And 11 curtains were of one size. And he coupled 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves. And he made 50 loops upon the uttermost edge of the curtain in the coupling. And 50 loops made he upon the edge of coupling the second. And he made 50 tackets of brass to couple the other, that it might be one. And he made the covering of the tent of ram skin dyed red, and he covering of badger skin above that. And he made boards for the tabernacle of sittim wood standing up. And the length of the board was 10 cubits, and the breadth of the board 1 cubit and a half, equal distance one from another. Thus did he make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And he made boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side, southward, and 40 sockets of silver he had made under the 20 boards, two sockets under one board, and his two tensions, and two sockets under another board, and his two tensions. And for the other side of the tabernacle, which is toward the north corner, he made 20 boards, and there 40 sockets of silver, two sockets under one board and two sockets under another board. And for the side of the tabernacle westward, he made 6 boards, and 2 boards made he for the corners of the tabernacle in the 2 sides. And they were coupled beneath the couple together at the head thereof to one ring. Thus he did to both, and up in both the corners. And there were 8 boards, and their sockets were 16 sockets of silver under every board, 2 sockets. And he made bars of sycamore wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and the 5 bars for the boards on the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle for the sides westward. And he made the middle bar to shoot through the boards from the one end to the other. And he overlaid the boards with gold, and made the rings of gold to be placed for the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. And he made a veil of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen with cherubim made he the cunning work. And he made thereunto 4 pillars of sittim wood and overlaid them with gold. And their hooks were of gold, and he cast for them 4 sockets of silver. And he made the hanging of the tabernacle 4 of blue, door of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen of needlework. And the 5 pillars of it with the hooks. And he overlaid the capitals and the fillet with gold, but their 5 sockets were of brass. Chapter 37. And Bezaleel made the ark of sittim wood. 2 cubits and a half was the length of it, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth of it, and 1 cubit and a half the height of it. And he overlaid it with the pure gold within and without, and made a crown of gold to it round about. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold, and he set it by the 4 corners of it, even 2 rings upon the one side of it, and 2 rings upon the other side of it. And he made stags of sittim wood and overlaid them with gold to the rings by the side of the altar to bear the ark. And he made the mercy seat of pure gold, 2 cubits and a half was the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof. And he made 2 cherubim of gold, beaten up of their one piece, made he them on the 2 ends of the mercy seat, 1 cherubim on the end of the side, and the other cherubim on the other end of the side. Out of the mercy seat made he the cherubim on the 2 ends thereof. And the cherubim spread out their wings on high and covered with their wings over the mercy seat with their faces one to another, even to the mercy seat where the faces of the cherubim. And he made the table of the sittim wood 2 length thereof, and the cubit of the thereof, breadth thereof, and the cubit and a half, the height thereof. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and made there unto the crown of gold round about. Also he made thereunto the border of the handbreadth round about, and made the crown of gold for the border thereof round about. And he cast for the four rings of gold, and put the rings upon the four corners that were in the four feet thereof, over against the border were the rings and places for the sides of the bed and wood tables. And he made the staff in the cinnamon wood, and overlaid them with gold to bear the table. And he made the vessels which were upon the tables, his dishes, and his spoons, and his bowls, and his covers, to cover them withal of pure gold. And he made the candlestick of pure gold, of beat upon heat, the candlestick. He made the candlestick, his shaft and his breadth, his bowls, his knots, and his flowers were on the same, was the same as the six branches among going out of the sides thereof, three branches of the candlestick out of the one side thereof, and three branches of the candlesticks out of the other side thereof, three bowls made after the fashion of almonds, and one branch of the nut and the flower, and the three bowls made like almonds, and another branch, a nut and a flower. So throughout the six branches going out of the candlestick. And in the candlestick were four bowls made like almonds, his nut and his flowers. And the nut under two branches of the same, and the knot under the two branches is the same, and the knot under the two branches is the same, according to the six branches going out of it. The knots and their branches were of the same. All of it was one beaten work of pure gold. And he made his seven lamps and his snuffers and his snuff dishes of pure gold, of a talent of pure gold, made he it in all the vessels thereof. And he made the incense altar of sedum wood, the breadth of it a cubit. It was 80 cubits was the height of it. The horns of thereof were of the same. And he overlaid it with the pure gold, both the top of it and the sides thereof round about, and the horns of it also. He made unto it the crown of gold on round about. And he made two rings of gold for it under the crown thereof, by the two corners of it, upon the two sides thereof, places for the stub to bear it withal. And he made the straps of cinnamon wood, and overlaid them with gold. And he made the holy anointed oil and the pure incense of sweet spices, according to the work of the apothecary. Amen. We have 4 minutes remaining. But even throughout that 4 minutes that's remaining, we're going to conclude our reading of Exodus chapter 37. And we will pick up again on tomorrow, Friday. Amen. Friday, March 12th, praise God. I believe March 12th is Friday. Truly thanking God if he doesn't return between now and then. We will continue, praise God, to come forth with the Bible reading at 6 o'clock. That 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, and we will continue to read from Genesis to Revelation, Monday through Friday. Monday, we have Minister Andrew Orlander that comes on. Wednesday, we have a moment of worship and praise. We also take time as often as we can to come on at 12 o'clock noon just to give God praise and thanksgiving for bringing us through the day, to give those encouragement throughout the day, and to let you know everything's going to be all right because God has got your back. As we stand on here, praise God, at Mighty Men of Hope and Deliverance, we recognize, praise God, with Lady Diane and myself, of Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. But we want to thank you for joining us on today as we pick up again on tomorrow. And remember, once again, as always, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Be blessed.
No.